Steve, thanks so much. It's time to talk some television with Alexander Zeldin. Alex is the managing editor of Decider.com, a great entertainment website. Alex, we missed you last week. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing? I missed you too.
Well, we missed you because we know that there's huge news about the show, The Masked Singer, and we couldn't wait to find out what this news is. Can you please tell us The Masked Singer news?
Sure. I mean, there's lots of Masked Singer news going on.
Wendy and I are moving to the edges of our seats. Hold on. Okay, we're good.
Is this getting any ratings?
Yes.
It is doing extremely well. This is one of the big breakout hits of the TV season. It seemed like I thought it was going to be, people watched the first episode, thought it was ridiculous because you have these mass celebrities dancing around and singing in insane costumes, and then they would tune out after that. But it's only built from there. It's the most social show every Wednesday evening. It's people are talking about it. People are excited about it. They figured out the mysteries of who the masked singers are. It's doing great. Fox picked it up for a second season. The stars are an interesting mix. We've gotten Tori Spelling. Ricky Lake, spoiler, was unmasked as the Raven in the last episode.
Yeah.
But there's still a bunch more to go. We had one of our reporters, Kayla Cobb, was actually out in California and talked to some of the producers about stuff. It sounds like they're considering making some changes in season two. It's possible the
Will
Korean
they make it entertaining next season? Will it be fun to watch? Is that what?
God, I hope so.
That'd be great.
Have you seen
it,
Bill?
No,
because it's entertaining, isn't it, to some extent, in a like car accident kind of way?
Is it, Alex? Would you say?
Well, I would say the performances are kind of great, just because these costumes are so insane, and seeing somebody dancing around in a 6-foot-tall monster costume to some song, that's great. The panel, to be frank, and no insult to my good friend Robin Thicke, is terrible.
Yeah,
they make the most insane guesses. They're absolutely not true. Their comments break in the middle of the song. It's just not very good. But
didn't Ken Jeong at one point think one of the singers was his dad?
Who?
Ken Jeong. You know who he is?
No.
From the Hangover movies.
Oh.
Yeah. He guessed that it was his dad at one point. I saw a clip of that.
Their guesses are absolutely awful. I will say, Joel McHale was on the show a couple of times, and he basically sat there and made fun of the show and how terrible it was. That was fantastic. So Kayla, our reporter, actually found out that they are considering having more guest judges like Joel McHale show up because they've been enjoying them so much. Kenan Thompson, I believe, is going to be showing up later on, and it feels like that's going to be a similar thing.
Yeah. I may watch it.
It's crazy.
Alex,
they may also change it up a little bit to have more singers sing for less time, so we'll see what happens.
Doesn't it kind of look like a show that we would see that's being done in another part of the world that we would watch and we go, well, that would never fly in America. We're too smart for something that silly. But here it is in America, and it's doing really, really well. So what do we know?
Well, it was based, just very briefly, it was based on a Korean format.
Oh,
but
is it?
The difference with that, they had different singers every episode versus having them going on the entire time. So it's a very different show. The Korean show, I believe, is called King of the Masked Singer. But that's what they're basing it on. That's why it looks like that.
Go on, Wendy. What were you going to say?
I want to bring this up because if you haven't seen it, and I want your opinion on it, there is a new documentary on Netflix, which I saw everybody talking about, so I had to watch it, Abducted in Plain Sight. It's horrifying, it's cringeworthy, but it's really fascinating to me. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen it, but we've been talking about it quite a bit around the office because it is one of those things that, you have to see it to believe it. I don't really want to spoil any of the twists in it, at least as far as I've heard of them. But it also was made a while ago, and it was aiming for a theatrical release. It kind of ended up on Netflix. It wasn't a big Netflix release. It was just going to drop there, but it's really building up steam because the story is absolutely so insane.
It's 90 minutes, Abducted in Plain Sight. Look for it. It's about an abduction of a young girl I don't want to say anything. Just
it's worth saying.
It is, but it's not pretty. I'll just tell you that. But everybody's been talking about it on Facebook, and I got to be honest with you, that sucked me into it. It's like, what is this? I got to watch it. It's an interesting watch. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Tons of tips,
yeah,
by the way. Oh, go on, Alex. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that it is the sort of story, even though it is a documentary, you're going to watch it and say, this can't possibly be real.
I know.
But it really? Is absolutely real.
Oh.
It's real.
I like the sound of that.
Bizarre things involving this particular family.
Yeah.
And it is bizarre.
Give the name one more time. Abduction in Plain Sight?
Abducted in Plain Sight.
All right. On Netflix.
Yes.
A lot of texts from listeners who enjoy and in some cases love The Masked Singer, one after another after another. Here's one, though, that says, that is the dumbest show ever, and my husband watches it. Sheesh. With a lot of E's in the middle. finally, The Walking Dead is returning to AMC this weekend, Sunday night.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah, 9 p.m. on AMC. Now, I will mention on the streaming end, if you subscribe to AMC's Premiere service, you're actually able to watch it a week early. So it's been sitting up there for about a week. Surprisingly, not a lot of spoilers out there, so good job on AMC Premiere subscribers. But when we pick up, we're going to get the next introduction of the next biggest villains on The Walking Dead. They were teased towards the end of the mid-season finale. They're called the Whisperers, and they're so creepy. They are humans who have skinned zombies and then wander around in zombie skin like zombies. But I've seen the first couple of episodes back without getting into spoilers. It's pretty terrifying because you're very used to having watched the show, these zombies just kind of walking around, and suddenly the zombie pulls out a knife and starts moving quickly and attacking our heroes. It's pretty scary in a way that the show has not been scary for a very long time.
And our heroes used to rub zombie juice on themselves so they could basically, in a nutshell.
By Tropicana.
So they could penetrate the masses and get through so the walkers wouldn't notice them. This takes it totally to the next level and really something that is so unexpected. I cannot wait to see this. They delved into it a little bit on the last episode, the finale.
Yeah, what you're going to see, though, going forward is these people may, again, without getting into spoilers, but if you read the comics, you know it's coming. They may have some leaders, and the leaders are pretty cutthroat in terms of what they do. So don't expect the dead part to go out of Walking Dead anytime soon.
So that's Walking Dead's half-season premiere this Sunday at 9 o'clock on AMC. And I think do we get six episodes this time around, Alex? Does that sound about right?
I think it's another eight.
Oh,
I could be wrong. Usually they split it about eight and eight or so.
Okay, good. Good. Looking forward to it.
Can I ask a really silly question of you, Alex? Bill and I were talking off the air about This Is Us, and it returns next week. And I watched all the ones I recorded, and I thought I was up to date, but yet they showed some previews, and you and I both thought maybe we missed one.
Right.
I don't think there was a random one in there. One of the things that may have happened is because of the State of the Union address, because that got moved to February 5th, the This Is Us schedule got pushed apart a little bit. There were two episodes in January, if you did miss those. There was one on January 15th and January 22nd, but the one that was supposed to go on February 5th got pushed off to, I think, February 12th.
Oh.
So aside from going in your house and checking out your DVR, that's got to be run down of the schedule so
but
far.
But maybe they ran the preview thinking that that February 1
that
aired. Yeah, because I was baffled. Yeah. And Bill and I like to stay on top of some of this stuff, and I was shocked. So thank you for clearing that up.
Everything's back to normal.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, more with Alexander Zelbin, the managing editor of Decider.com, in just a little bit. You're listening to Bill and Wendy on WGN.
We're talking television with Alexander Zelbin from Decider.com.
Stupid prepositions.
I know. Sorry about that.
Hate him.
Can I just say, Abducted in Plain Sight, somebody texted, and this is why people are so screwed up watching a show like that. It is screwed up. That's not going to make me screwed up.
No, you have different reasons for being screwed up.
But I mean, exactly.
Right.
But I mean, it's just amazing what's out there. If anything, there's a message that needs to be shed after that, shared rather. And has Murphy Brown been renewed? Is another text we got.
I don't think it has been renewed as of yet. We're still waiting on that. For those who are waiting at this point, I think you're probably going to find out in May when upfronts for the networks happen. That's when they announce their new schedules. So it may be a little while before we find out the fate of Murphy Brown.
Do you know about either of these shows? One texter wants to know about Life in Pieces over at CBS. That usually comes on late in the season, so any minute now, I would think, right?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure when it's coming on. I know it's been renewed for a fourth season.
Yeah.
I'm honestly, I'm not sure when it's going to come on, but maybe it'll be next fall.
Really well-written show. Very, very funny show, Life in Pieces.
Really?
Is it like
30-something, kind of?
No, it's nothing like 30-something. It's a sitcom.
I would say
mostly like Modern Family of any show on TV right now, but darker.
All right.
There's a lot of darkness to it. And the other one, Alex, help us out with this one. This is from a texter who wants to know about a return for the show Peaky Blinders on Netflix.
Oh, I think that one is done. I'll double check for you, but I believe that wrapped up at this point.
Can you give us a synopsis for those of us who've never watched it? Because I've heard nothing but good things about this Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders, it's basically a gangster epic. It's a gangster family drama. Cillian Murphy, isn't it? I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
You probably recognize from a bunch of different... Yeah. But I'm pretty sure it's done at this point. There's a fifth series on BBC One, but I think that's it. Oh, you know what? I'm totally wrong. I just looked it up. It looks like there's actually going to be another three series, seven in total. So expect more soon. Everything I said up until this point.
That's good news for what you just did. You took a person and made them very, very sad, and then in the end made them happy. Congratulations on that.
Sorry to be as a roller coaster. It always is.
There's so many shows to keep track of.
There's too many shows. One Day at a Time. Now, this is not the old version, the Norman Lear version from the 70s. This is the new version. I think they're already on their third season, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It all just hit on Netflix today. A bunch of our critics here, as well as critics all over the place, love this show. But I will say our critic here, Brett White, is maybe the number one fan of the show. He wrote a piece that was posted on DeciderCut.com today that I'll read the headline for you. One Day at a Time, Season 3 proves it's the most important show in Netflix history.
Wow.
So there you go. He's seen all of Season 3.
Can you say why? Are you able to say why, or do we need to read to know?
If you've ever watched the show, you know it's about a family. It's like a warm blanket of a show. It's comforting. It takes on issues at the same time. It actually tries things format-wise. There is an episode that I know he responded to, and I believe a couple of other people I've seen popping up online responded to, that deals with anxiety in a very real and very serious way, in a way that I don't think any other sitcom has before. People have definitely been responding to that in a big way. If you're not looking to chill out, by the way, on the weekend for a comedy that's all about anxiety, I will say there's also some fantastic cameos in this season. Stephanie Beatrice from Brooklyn Nine-Nine shows up, as well as Melissa Fumero. I think Gloria Estefan shows up at one point. So it's a lot of fun in between all of the really powerful episodes.
I also want to mention the Fyre Festival documentaries. I watched both of those, the Netflix one first. Thought that one was a little bit better. The Hulu version as well, made by different people, some involved in the whole hoopla. But very interesting and definitely worth watching. And that guy, Billy, is such a scumbag.
Oh.
That's all I got to say.
Oh, Wendy. What if his mom's listening?
I'm sorry. This kid was, he was a kid. He was in his early 20s making promises that there was no way he could keep.
Right. It's an interesting story.
It is pretty
very
good. You liked that, Alex?
Yeah. I mean, listen, the whole Fyre Festival thing is absolutely insane. For those who don't know, it's supposed to be this model-filled, crazy biggest party of all time, and instead there were limp cheese sandwiches and tents and horrible weather and huge disaster. A funny thing that I don't know if you guys know, I'm not going to repeat the story on air because it's a little lewd, but there's a story
we
in the
are
Netflix
on air.
Doc. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I mean, there's a kind of lewd story that happens in the Netflix documentary with an event coordinator who was told to perform a certain act in exchange for water. The crazy news off of that, people respond to it so well, but that guy is actually getting a reality series off of it.
Seriously?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's how fast things happen.
Go.
We don't have a whole lot of time, Alex. We only have a little bit of time, but I'm so curious. We saw a notice that somebody's thinking about doing a reboot of Lost. Do you know anything about that?
Mm. This is something they've been talking about for a really long time. It came out of TCA. The new head of ABC was asked about rebooting Lost, and she said, I think that would be a really interesting idea. It's certainly something we think about. But they've been talking about that since the end. Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse, who are the producers on the original Lost, said, we know at some point this is so popular that they're going to reboot the show.
Yeah.
So they've been very aware that that's going to happen at some point. There's no plans to do it. There's nothing in the works. There's no showrunner, nothing like that. It's just something that's always going to be talked about and maybe will happen at some point in the future.
TV keeps looking for the new version of Lost, like a show that's like Lost. Mm-hmm. So why not go back to the source material and just be Lost?
Yeah. Personally, Lost is my favorite TV show of all time, so I never want them to remake it. But, yeah, they're going to do it eventually. They'll do it with a new cast, and I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yep, yep. Decider.com is the website. Alexander Zelbin is his name. He's the managing editor. Go visit it right now. It's fun to listen to. It's fun to read, Decider.com. Alex, thanks for being here. We'll talk to you in a week.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks so much, guys.
Have a good weekend. We'll take a quick break, get you some news, and then more of us, Bill and Wendy, right here on WGN.